Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Am I the only weirdo at this radio station who absolutely loves it when the HR Quarterly Insider pops in my email?
Are you reading that pamphlet?
Like, at the top it says, welcome to the 14th issue of the HR Quarterly Insider.
Yeah.
I've been learning all about webinars and winter safety tips and paid leave updates, internship programs. I love it. I really do, and I'm not even joking. Like,
right.
When I see the HR Insider like drop, I'm like, hills yeah. No. Let's see what's going on.
I mean, I don't get that excited about it.
Do you even open it?
Katie?
No, don't open it. You're missing some good stuff, Katie.
I mean, I breeze over it. I know it's important to stay up to date on what's going on in our company HR-wise, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know what? I just chatted up with Dwayne. I'm like,
Dwayne, our HR guy?
What's going on with
what
that
up,
quarterly issue? Give me the lowdown. That's what I do.
Me and Dwayne, we're pretty solid.
He's funny.
He always gives me the fist bumps. He asks me how I'm doing.
And he listens to the show.
What up,
Dwayne? Shout out to Dwayne for just,
no, it's
Dwayne.
Dwayne,
sorry.
Dwayne is the man. He's a good guy.
Dwayne on
and
the
Dwayne, I just want to let you know, I opened the HR Quarterly Insider and I read everything in it. Thank you very much. It's really well done. It makes me happy.
Dwayne getting it done.
Dwayne getting it done, Katie Cat. I got a couple things we can talk about quickly before we get to Baby Nana.
Okay.
One, super pissed yesterday. I had to go to one of those places where you return Amazon packages.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And as I walked in the door, I was talking to the kind man behind the counter. We were done. He goes, you have a great day. And?
No, he didn't.
And?
He wished you.
Happy New Year! He told me Happy New Year on the 12th of January yesterday.
Yeah. Almost 2 weeks in.
Well, we're almost halfway done with the month.
Yeah.
So.
Happy New Year!
Yeah, you do.
I turned around and I ran and I jumped over the counter and I landed on him and I strangled him.
No, but did you wish him Happy New Year back? Do you feel obligated then at that
point? I didn't say anything. I just put my hand up and walked out.
Oh,
I just
walked up.
I smiled and gave him the hand up.
Silent hand. Okay. Talk to the hand, sir.
Sir, it's the 12th of January, sir. We're good. It's almost February. It's almost Valentine's Day, sir.
Yeah.
No need to wish me Happy New Year.
Somebody wished me in an email yesterday, and I felt the need to say, also Happy New Year, you know, just because it's been said to me, and now I feel like I got it.
Well, you know my
it.
Cutoff is the 9th.
I know
you get that
it is,
first week back to work and a full week. And
I know.
So the 9th should have ended. On the 10th, we were at a basketball game. And somebody sat down and wished us Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Multiple people. She was wishing everybody Happy New Year.
Push him off the bleachers, too.
I was like, ma'am, at that point, it was the 10th of January. You no longer need to wish anybody Happy New Year.
Even if it's your first interaction. Doesn't matter?
Don't care.
No.
Okay.
Well, that's the thing. I don't wish it to them, but if it's said to me, I feel an obligation then to also
say.
In general, you shouldn't even just say
it.
Just don't even say it.
Okay. It's out of my vocab.
It's a stupid thing anyway.
You got it.
But yesterday? Happy New Year!
It's a bit late.
I mean, it's a little much.
I'm never returning packages here again. Until next week, probably.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so there's this TikTok hack that is really picking up steam again, maybe because it is the new year. TikTok is saying that you need to start your day by moving. And the way you should be moving is you get out of bed and you jump 50 times. That's it. That simple, nothing else to do. You jump 50 times in a row. Now, a handful of people on the old TikTok-y have claimed that it is life-changing. One woman was very adamant. She said she did it for more than a week and said it made her feel more awake and lighter on her feet, and she just felt better all day long.
Okay.
What are the experts saying? They're saying, yeah, starting your morning by jumping might be a good idea. You just need to jump high, and you need to jump fast. It's essentially just a cardio thing.
Yeah.
Just like, start. It's jumping jacks,
like the
right?
The minute you get out of bed, before you brush your teeth, before you make the bed,
jump
like they're
50.
Saying get up and jump 50 times.
The experts are saying to get your blood flowing, improves your circulation, activates your muscles, and over time it could make your bones stronger. And the other big benefit, it wakes you up with no caffeine required. So if you are trying to ditch caffeine in the new year.
Who's trying? That's crazy.
Which is really dumb. Get up and jump 50 times.
You know who's going to hate that, though?
Kangaroo. No, kangaroos are going to love it.
Yeah, I was like, you're downstairs neighbor. Yeah.
It's like 3:45 in the morning. I'm just get my cardio in, homie.
47, 48.
Yeah, yeah, and you're thick, so it's going
to
be.
Oh, hey.
Heavy feet.
Like a rhino.
Yeah, it's like a rhino up there, so you better be careful. Yeah. Maybe make your way down to the parking lot and do it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Like, wake up
just
and go outside.
Jumping outside your car.
Jump in your underpants.
It's getting worse and worse. I'm already like, I can't have some coffee first. No, I've just got to get up and jump. Like, yeah, I don't know if that's
I think people should send us some videos on our text line of just you jumping up and down this morning. I'll piece them all together and put them on our Facebook.
Please.
I swear to God I will.
Okay.
I swear I will.
Let's do it.
Listen, if anybody wants to try the jump 50 hack, just send us you jumping like 10 times.
Yeah.
To 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. That's the one you want to remember. The mix is kind of 303-691-1649. Send a video of you jumping up and down this morning. I'll splice them all together, and I'll put it on our socials.
That sounds fun.
All right? I'm going to remind you a few times through the show today. I think that'll be kind of silly.
That will be good.
All right. Enough of that nonsense. What's up with Bibi Nana?
Okay. So she has been doing this thing for the last couple months, and it just caught my attention because, you know, she asks me for advice, and I'm very happy to give it to her. So, for instance, she was asking me about a friend situation that she has going on. You know, she has her really close friends and then her acquaintances, and she was asking me about, you know, whether it's okay for one to move into the close friend category. And so I heard her whole argument. I listened and then I gave her my feedback and I was like, well, you know, you're a friendly person and this and this and this and that. And she let me go for like a good 90 seconds.
You're a friendly person.
So then she just wrapped it up with, you know, okay, mom. Yeah, you're right. Like she listened to my whole argument and that was her feedback to me. Yeah, you're right. And she's done this a couple times now where she has asked for my advice on something, listened without any kind of interruption. And then every time she says, yeah, you're right. And I'm not kidding you.
It's annoying just you talking about it.
It stops me. It like stops me in my tracks because I don't feel like there's any need for me to continue. And I don't know if she learned this trick in therapy. I don't know if it's just like something that she picked up on TikTok because they do that a lot. But it has kind of thrown me a little bit. Like I think about it. Every time she does it, I like smile a little bit now. I'm like, there it is again.
Does she just want you to shut up, essentially?
Right.
I mean, like, is that what she's
Will
doing?
Will it work for us
it
if we do it?
Oh. No, shut up. Yeah, if you tell me I'm right,
yeah,
you never
right.
do that. See, I don't even know. Like,
now to third eye blind.
Say it again.
What to say.
But she really does. It just stops me in my tracks, makes me think about what I just said to her that she thinks I'm so right.
Well, are your answers long-winded?
They are.
I would imagine so.
I get into it. Like, she's my kid, so I want to make sure
this
that
is a therapy thing.
It's got to be, it's
where
right?
she's been told to just absorb.
Yeah.
And then acknowledge.
Yes, and validate.
Absorb. Yeah, and acknowledge,
totally
validate.
She validates the crap out of me, and I kind of like it, but also, again, I've noticed it now because it's what she does. Like, it wasn't just, like, one time or two times. It's like, but she still asks me for advice, so that's the thing
she's coming back
get.
To you, at least.
It's not like I'm just, like, telling her what to do completely unsolicited. Like, she is asking me for my take on something. I'm then giving it to her, and she's immediately... Yeah,
you're right.
What did her old answers used to be like?
What is that?
Well, she used to argue with me. Oh, okay.
It's a therapy thing. You argue too much is what she's been told.
So maybe that's it. Maybe like she's trying to work on something within herself.
This is kind of a let them thing. Like let them give you advice and then acknowledge it.
Especially as a mom, right? I'm sure that there's something in there with that. Because we've also had conversations where I told her, and I've explained this to you guys, where she's tried to flex on me a little bit as an 18-year-old, like, I'm an adult now, and I can swear, and I could do it. I'm just like, oh, but you're a baby Nana. Like, don't swear in front of your mother. But she wants to do those things because she wants to prove that she's an adult, right? And she can do what she wants. And we've had that conversation where it's like, I thought maybe she was coming at me a little too hard in that regard. Like, I was like, that's not nice for you
to do
that. What
was she asking advice on?
well, again, her friends, she asked me advice on her job a lot. She asked me, she's got, like, this whole year, she's going to Punta Cana. She's going to New York with me. She's going to Coachella. She's going to somewhere else, too. But she has all these trips lined up.
Wow.
And so she's getting a second job to pay for it. Well, I mean, she does it on her own. Like, you got to give props to Baby Nana.
Yeah, second job even.
She saves the money. She books these trips with her friends. She goes to it. She pays off her credit cards. Like, she's a good kid who's got her stuff in order. But again, yeah, so she asks me for a lot of advice on this stuff. And
where's she getting her second job at?
Well, right now she's just doing Uber Eats and stuff like that, just trying to make a little change, a little
good
extra
for her,
change.
Though. That's extra money.
She's trying to get a job waiting tables, though, because that's where you can make a lot of money.
Get those tips.
She seems friendly.
Yeah. And in those couple days, because she has a full-time job working at a bank, and that takes a lot of her time, but she wants just something to kind of supplement her income a little bit. But,
it's hard to say, I want to wait tables. And like, what days are you available?
Saturday.
I know, yeah.
That's about it.
It's a money-making day, though.
It is, yeah. So, I mean, I just like... I like that she is taking a little bit of, I guess,
it's like initiative. And
I do. Yeah. And even with this, like, I like that she listens to me and she cares about my opinion. But I'm just, it catches me off guard when she does it. And I still don't know how I feel about her saying, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
It's so weird.
I mean, as a mother,
so
you're probably not used to that. You're
I'm
going,
not
what,
used to
22
that.
22 years
well,
of her arguing.
Well, working with you two, I'm not used with that either.
Yeah, you're right.
So.
You're right.
Yeah,
are you annoyed that she's having more fun than you?
Oh, that's not.
I know. I want that for her.
Do you?
I had to be very grown up, very young.
That's what I'm wondering.
I had her young.
Yep.
And I just love that her. I just telling her this last night. I love that you and your friends make sure you do this because when you're older.
I never had this.
You're going to be. I'm sure you and Nick Nack look back on your time where it was just you two
very
fondly.
Very much
like,
so.
You know what I mean?
We pushed off kids a little bit
you
to
did.
Have more
and,
fun.
And she is doing that where she is enjoying her 20s. And I didn't get to do that. That's why I'm wilding out in my 40s. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you are. Like,
no,
she flashes
no,
people
I'm
constantly.
Not. Stop it.
She's always flashing people.
I do not. But I love it for her. I love it for her. I really do. So
you know what?
You love it for her, too?
You're right.
Ah!
You're right. Oh, it does work. You got quiet.
I know. It shuts
awesome.
Me right up.
It's your kryptonite.